Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Cookin' Joe. We're going to break down a little more Le'Veon Bell's contract in the noon hour. We're going to grade the Steelers' offseason moves, both in letting people go and the people that they've signed, the latest being, well, really the latest being Mount McCullers and Eli Rogers. We'll talk about that, but Jay Caulfield is talking hockey. And Jay, based on the other night and a whole bunch of recent experience, man, would I love to see the Penguins and the Capitals go at it for seven games again, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's always such entertaining hockey with the talent on both sides. And to me, I think I think an integral part of the Washington Capitals, on top of what Backstrom and all those guys, that TJ Oshie does every phase of the game for them. He's physical, he's hard, so he brings their team up to another level for me. But I think the two combined, yeah, I'd like to see that be. I think they're going to have to go through. I think it's going to be something. Whoever moves on is going to go through Washington. So I think everybody, we hope that, you know, you get your wishes if it moves further on. But not sure how it's going to play out. This playoff format for me still drives me crazy. I'd rather see 1-8, 1-8, and then we can all look at it and kind of get more of an idea. This format, I'm not a fan of at all.
Why, Jay?
Number one, I don't think the general public can pick up a paper or look, go on the internet.
Figure out who's playing.
Yeah, I think that's a bad move right off the bat.
I agree.
What's wrong with 1-8? I mean, 1-8, it still should be. It's an easier thing to just, you look at it and you see it, you got it. It's not the wild card. I mean, but the same teams would be in. You give the two division winners, you give the division winners 1 and 2 spots. And then if you want to do it that way, then, you know, have it funnel down the rest of the way. But to me, I'm not a fan of how it plays. I don't want to see, if I want to see Washington and Pittsburgh and the Capitals, I'd rather see that's the last round. It should be played out towards the end. You shouldn't lose a great team in the first round. One of two, you're going to lose a potentially great team right off the bat. I'm not a fan of that.
So. You don't buy, if you're going to have to beat them anyway, beat them?
No, because I think you should build up. It should build up. It should build up. You don't have, I mean, I know that's part of it. I agree that that's part of it.
Or I guess my other argument would be, we'll have a better season so you don't have to play that team in the first round. A little better in the standings. You don't want
to be second.
You don't want to play Tampa in the first round.
Boston and Toronto. Boston's having a great year.
That's locked in.
Okay, they're
that's
locked in.
Absolutely locked in.
So they're second versus third. They're playing, it's going to be Boston and Toronto.
And the conference are second and
right.
third.
So you're first place, I agree. You win, you get a wild card team. And this year it could be tough. Tampa Bay could get anybody, as we talked about before. But the second and third place teams, Ron, to me, now you're going to lose. Somebody's getting bumped right off the bat.
Is Tampa Bay the clear-cut team to beat in the East? And are you convinced that they're getting to the final?
No, I think the Penguins, I'm telling you, I think they could get, look, they have been that dominating this year without a doubt. I'm not saying, I think if the Penguins, I think would be a tough matchup. If Tampa Bay gets the Penguins in the first round, that happened. Let's just say over the next
probably isn't going to.
Right, probably not.
Penguins
but if
would
it did,
have to take a little bit of a dive.
Right. So if that happened, I think Tampa Bay, their reward for winning everything would be playing the Penguins. That's a tough out for them. I really believe that. So, no, I don't think they're a clear-cut favorite because I think Boston proves that they can play against anybody. We know the Penguins can. We know the Capitals can. So I think it's going to be the luck of the draw, how this all plays out, Joe, and who you get seeded against.
Jay, what was more impressive for you, beating Washington or beating Boston?
I still think Washington.
I mean, these last two games.
Washington.
Boston had, they had been 18 games in a row with out of regulation loss.
Yeah, Ron, they have a number of guys out. They just played great, hard team hockey, but they had things go their way. I think the last two of the games they won in the last minute. They tied and won inside of that to keep that going. I still think the better beating the Capitals. The Capitals, to me, they just come at you in waves, and they have that they just have something there. I think that's a better win to me.
They're 3-1. Pittsburgh's 3-1.
Yeah, they play good.
They took three out of four.
You know what? They get it. You can feel it in the building when you walk in it.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, there's just something about it. So I still think, and I'm not saying that the going in and taking care of business against Boston is like, I just think that Washington team, that's the one. That's the big win again. That you hope you can put doubt in Washington's mind in case anything comes up. And you kind of did the same to Boston. But Boston has a number of guys out. When they come back, it's interesting. But I think Washington still.
Tampa Bay's longest losing streak of the year, 2 games. Yeah. Only once, and I just realized this, and looking at their schedule, only once all year have they lost back-to-back games in regulation. One time, and it was to Ottawa and Buffalo in November.
Yeah, didn't that, so.
And I mean, you're 16 points better than any other team.
Yeah.
That's a lot of points. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's, I mean, look at the, yeah, I know. It's. I do. They are that good. They're four lines deep. They got great goaltending. Hedman is outstanding.
Kucherov has to be the MVP. All respect to Sid.
Yeah, yeah.
Kucherov has to be the MVP.
No, he does because if he doesn't slow down, absolutely right. You know, absolutely right. And
I don't agree with that, either one of you. I think Sid could absolutely and should be the MVP, the Hart Trophy winner, because I think he's the best all-around player in the league.
Oh, Joe, it's hard to pick against the guy leading with those points on the team.
I mean, just the nature.
16
I'm not disagreeing.
Points better.
Depends
than
on how much
I know what you. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. But this, they really think about how they've given that award each and every year, and where does it fall? Really, it's if a guy runs away with it a little bit, maybe.
But
Kucherov's that he's the best. He has the most points on the team that, as we just
By
talked
far,
about, is running
record.
Away with the numbers. You almost have to go that way. But I'm not disagreeing that. Citizen, you know, the other argument is Patrick Kane. Look what Patrick Kane's doing in Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, Patrick Kane's there's an argument for Patrick Kane, too.
Now, wait a second. Who was the MVP last year, the Hart Trophy winner? Taylor Hall, correct?
New Jersey.
Yep.
He finished, let me see here, 6th in the league in scoring, 15 points behind Connor McDavid. So there's a precedent as recently as last year that they didn't choose the guy who ran away with the scoring title, or the five guys behind him.
Last year, though, McDavid was on a bad team.
Well, then you had Claude Giroux, you had Kucherov with 100.
Kucherov is
not
on a great team. That's a big difference to me.
You still had a bunch of guys ahead of Taylor Hall on good teams.
Yeah, I mean,
just because
I'm on the Sidney Crosby bandwagon for that as well.
Right.
But I'm not arguing that that's not a possibility.
Not to mention, Malkin's had a down year. So yep. Sid has really,
so
truly
is,
carried
so is
his
Kessel,
team.
So is Hornquist.
Yeah.
The other thing, though.
The power play points for
you
me.
You mentioned about Taylor Hall last year. I think what weighed the voters, he had like 40 more points than anybody else on his own team.
Yeah, there was
team.
A whole different.
Only he had like 40 more points. Something ridiculous like that.
And the other part you can add in there, Joe, on your argument, your side, look at the power play points that
no doubt.
Crosby has versus what Kucherov has or Kane or whatever. But that kind of. That's where it's at, but I do think it's kind of hard to go. I mean, Kucherov on a team that's running away with it, and he's a dominating. I mean, he's outstanding too. Look, they're four lines deep, great goaltending. Hedman from the blue line, they're outstanding. I do think the Pittsburgh Penguins, will pose a problem when they face Tampa.
So do I.
Let's hope they get them at some point.
They haven't done it yet. Tampa has not done it yet.
No, and the pressures. Here's the other part that I feel strongly about this. And you don't wish to be in a position where you're fighting all the way to the end to try and get your spot. But that's where the Penguins are. Take it as a positive that you're playing playoff hockey each and every night. Now you're watching all these other teams say the same thing. Toronto's saying we're in playoff mode, we're in playoff mode. Bottom line is the Pittsburgh Penguins 2 weeks ago were pushing. There was a stress. There was all kinds of talk about what's going on. Now they're in this playoff battle, this mode. Tampa Bay Lightning are just trying to get through their remaining 12, 13 games, and they're not playing a meaningful game. The only thing that's meaningful, really, is that they want to try and keep a good feel, a good flow. When you get out of that mindset and other teams are in it, sometimes that can work against you. We've seen that happen before. So that's the one way I'm going to look at that a little bit, that there might be – they're not going to play a game that matters. Do they sit guys? Do they rest guys? Washington went through that before. Other teams have all gone through it when you're running away from it a little bit. But to me, the Penguins and all these teams are battling, and there could be a tough out for Tampa down the line. But certainly, four deep, and they come at you in waves as well, I think they will be very difficult. But there are teams that I think can get to
it. It's wide open, Jay.
I mean, really, a lot of teams can win. Thank you, Jay. You're welcome, guys. Good to talk to you again.
Always fun, Jay.
Spectacular
Thank you.
As always. We'll talk to you next week when there will be, what, like 6-7 games left?
Yeah.
Eight games left in the season.
It's amazing. It's winding down like that so quickly.
Yep.
Jay Caulfield up next. We're going to get back into football. A little bit of Mr. Big Chest. We're going to hear from him. We're going to look at Le'Veon Bell's contract a little bit closer. Some interesting details coming out about that. And Ron and I will grade every single Steelers offseason move and ask you about your favorite and least favorite move so far this offseason. As the moves keep piling up, not a lot of like high-profile moves other than, well, Mr. Big Chest, but we'll grade them coming up.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.